It's almost midnight and it's Christmas Eve. We're supposed to go to my family's house in the morning. Can't you put that boner away? I can't really sleep with it digging into the crack of my ass like that. Not that it feels bad, but... I really wanted to get to sleep early tonight. You sure you can't wait until morning? What am I supposed to do with you? Is it too late to put you on the naughty list? There's still about an hour until Christmas. You better watch out. Okay. I guess it's close enough to the actual holiday to give you one of your gifts. It's definitely going to delay me going to sleep, but I can tell that you aren't going to let me sleep at all if I don't. And even though I'm the sleepy one, I'll do all the work. You can't tell me I'm not on the nice list this year. Just lie back and let me handle that big throbbing boner, honey. It always turns me on to feel you humping away at me like that. You know what a dry humping kink I've got. I also know you used to use it against me. Naughty, naughty. No more of that tonight. Now, I'm just going to kiss down your body. And get to work. Fuck. Such a strong, manly smell. A little bit toasty under all these blankets, huh? There's just a faint bit of sweat on your balls, and it's giving off such a potent smell. Really makes my mouth water. Which is perfect for what I'm about to do. Don't go off early tonight, honey. This is just the beginning of what I've got in store for you. There's so much more waiting for you than just licking and sucking. Well, maybe not for your balls. Let your cock. That's going all the way. In just a short while, you're going to be feeling my chin on your balls. Isn't that worth holding out for? I certainly hope so. Just in case you're excited as you seem to be, though, I won't tease you too much. You seem to be as hard as you've ever been. So, let's just go right to your present, Oh. Merry Christmas, honey. Aren't I a thoughtful girlfriend? I've heard that as you get older. You want gifts that you can use, especially if it's something you need all the time. I'd say that perfectly describes my throat, doesn't it? You can certainly use it. Yes, really. Feel free to book your hips if you want, honey. And you need it, don't you? You need my mouth and throat so fucking bad. I felt how full your balls were when I was licking them. Poor baby. We've been so busy with the holidays that we haven't had the chance to fool around. I bet you haven't even had the time to jerk yourself off, have you? Well, that's what makes this such a great gift, right? Oh, fuck. Your breakup is so delicious. It's a hell of a lot better than milk and cookies. Hey, it's a bit of a stretch, but you think you can refer to a throat as a chimney? Yeah. I guess so. I just wanted to make a joke about you coming down my chimney. I feel obligated. It's not just a blowjob after all. It's a Christmas blowjob. Speaking of throats and stretching it though. Oh, good boy. Fuck my face. That's right, honey. Use your girlfriend's throat. Oh shit. I just want to swallow it around for a bit. Merry Christmas indeed. Remember what I said about holding out, honey? Let's not go too crazy and come in my throat just yet. Let's make it last. Christmas comes but once a year after all. You really have been been such a nice boy this year. Such a wonderful boyfriend. Gentle. Patient. Honey. Kind. I don't mind one bit. Making myself choke on your cock if it means returning just a shred of the love you've given me all year long. Don't worry one bit about doing anything for me after this. It's just a part of it being a gift after all. And the point of giving it to you early instead of after we leave our parents tomorrow is so you'll hopefully go straight to sleep. Part of why I want you to hold out as long as you can to shoot the biggest load you possibly fucking can. I wanna feel it in my stomach, honey. I can help you with a countdown. Yes, of course. I know how much you love those. Hopefully, it won't be too hard for you to understand me with this big, juicy cock in my mouth. Yes, it is. It's your fault for being such a big dick stud. Certainly not my fault for having such an oral fixation. Now let's start. Then, Norn, do you think you can last? A. Seven. That's a whole lot of pre-cum for someone who can last. Maybe I should speed it up. Six. Four. Three. This isn't Happy New Year, just let. And I want some fireworks when I deep throat you here. Two. Won't come on my throat. Oh my God. That was, I don't know if you've ever come that hard or for that long before. I almost blacked out by the time you finished. Are you okay? You're not dehydrated or anything, are you? Damn! Well, I suppose I don't have to ask if you liked your present. Aww. You really do look like you're about to pass out, too. That's okay, honey. Like I said, that was the point. Don't worry about me one bit. I'm more than happy to just snuggle up and fall asleep with my perfect boyfriend. You want to be the big spoon or the little spoon tonight? Good choice. Good night and Merry Christmas, honey.